From Spark and Anvil and Harmony Forge, this is Lean in Chapter 1 of the Harmony Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Two chords sat on the workshop bench, and Lean was taking his time between them. He was a round little sloth tween in a thick, cozy vest, and he moved the way sloths move, slowly, on purpose. On the bench lay four wooden markers in a row, one for each singer in an invisible choir. High, middle low, and low. A student had left them mid-jump, every marker flung far from where it started, and the sound of it, when Lean plucked it out on the little practice keys, came out jagged, like someone tripping down a staircase. "Ooh," Lean said. "Ouch. Poor voices. Somebody made them run." He reset the markers. Then, with one soft claw, he slid the top one, and didn't. It stayed exactly where it was. "This note lives in both chords," he murmured. "So it stays home, doesn't budge." He nudged the next marker a hair to the left. "This one only has to lean over one step. The next, one small step the other way." Only the bottom marker traveled far, and Lean patted it like it was a tired traveler. "You're allowed. You're the low one. You get to roam." He played it again. This time the two chords slid into each other so smoothly you could barely hear the seam, like a door swinging on a good hinge. The student's furious jumble had become one soft breath. Lean blinked his big, slow eyes, deeply pleased. "There," he said. "Nobody had to run anywhere. Everybody just leaned." He had learned that leaning the hard way, high up in the canopy, where he was small. Lean's family were slow movers, all of them, and the little Lean had hated it. He wanted to be fast. He watched the quick animals, the leaping monkeys, the darting birds, and he tried to copy them, flinging himself branch to branch. He missed. A lot. He'd land wrong, scare himself, drop things, arrive somewhere out of breath with his heart banging, having gotten nowhere gracefully. One evening, hanging upside down and frustrated, he'd told his grandmother he was tired of being slow. She hadn't argued. She just reached out one long arm to the next branch, the nearest branch, the one right there, and shifted her weight onto it so gently the leaves didn't even rustle. Then the next nearest. Then the next. She crossed the whole canopy that way, without a single leap, without a single sound. And she was somehow already there when Lean scrambled up panting behind her. "You're looking for the far branch," she said, not unkindly. "There's always a nearer one. Find the closest hold. Move to it. Then look again." She settled beside him. "The little movements aren't slow because we're slow, small one. They're the smooth ones. They're the ones that don't cost you a fall." Lean sat with that, the scared, clumsy feeling he'd been carrying, the sense that careful meant left behind, loosened in his chest. Careful wasn't losing. Careful was the secret the fast animals never learned. He hugged the idea close. He's held it ever since. He walked into Harmony Forge at 12, because a place that studied how sounds fit together ought to care about the smoothest way to get from one to the next. Refrain, the old mentor, met him at the gate and asked one question. "What is voice leading?" Lean didn't rush to answer. He set two chord cards on the ground, side by side. Then he crouched over them and very slowly drew a line from each note in the first chord to its nearest note in the second. Top note barely moving, middle notes leaning a step, bottom note free to travel. The lines he drew almost didn't cross. They lay nearly flat, like calm water. "It's finding the shortest way," he said softly, "for every note, so nobody has to jump if they don't have to." Refrain looked at the flat, quiet lines for a long moment, and his eyes twinkled. "You belong here," he said. Lean's workshop was full of chords, waiting to be connected gently. A girl came in one afternoon with her hands balled up. She'd written a song, she said, and every chord change sounded like a car crash. I did it right, she insisted. C chord, then F chord, exactly like the book. She jabbed at the keys, and sure enough, clunk. Every note leaping at once. It sounded like the chords were fighting. Lee knew that clunk. It was the sound of somebody reaching for the far branch. You did play both chords, he agreed. You just made all four singers run between them. He laid out his markers. Watch. Same two chords. But let's ask each singer to move as little as they can. He touched the top marker. This note? It's in both chords. So? He left it alone. It just stays. Doesn't move a hair. The girl leaned in. He wiggled the next marker over the tiniest bit. This one only steps once. And the next. This one too. Only the bottom traveled far. He played it. The girl's mouth fell open. The car crash had turned into a sigh. That's the whole secret, Lean said. When two chords share a note, keep it. When a note has to move, let it step, not leap, to the closest note next door. The singers want to move the least. If you let them, everything smooths out. He smiled his slow smile. Pop songs break this all the time, and that's fine. That's a choice. But when you want that seamless, poured water feeling, you find the nearest hold, every time. The girl tried it herself, moving one marker at a time, barely, barely. When she played it back, she laughed out loud at how easy it sounded, like it had been easy all along. Later, when the workshop had gone quiet, the girl lingered at the door. It's weird, she said. I worked so much harder when it sounded bad, and the good way was barely doing anything. Lean thought about the canopy, about his grandmother crossing it without a sound while he flailed and fell. I know, he said. It feels backwards, doesn't it? Like the smallest, laziest-looking move shouldn't be the strong one. He tapped the top marker, the one that never budged. But that's the trick nobody tells you at first. You don't have to force the big jump. There's almost always a nearer place to put your foot. When you find it, everything stops fighting you, and you get this feeling, right here. He pressed a soft claw to his own chest. Like something that was clenched, just let go. The girl nodded slowly. Lean watched her shoulders drop from around her ears, watched her whole face go loose and warm. He didn't say the rest out loud, but he felt it, cozy and certain all the way through. The gentlest path was never the weak one. It was the one that finally let you breathe.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lean. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.